听力课堂，听 class.com。
When you meet a friend,
hello there, friend.
Here's what to say.
What do I say?
Let's talk in English with someone every day. Let's talk in English with someone every day.
That's the way.
Tom has a new violin, but he can't play it. Pam helps him. She gets a book about violins. Tom looks at it. He puts the violin under his chin. He holds the neck of the violin in his left hand. He holds the bow in his right. Good job, Tom.
Hi, everyone. I'm Andrea. Let's talk about today's key words. The title of our lesson is Tom's Violin. Tom has a new violin, and violin is a key word. A violin is something that you can play. It is an instrument. You use a violin to make music.Well, we learn more about violins in our opening paragraph. We find out that Tom can't play the violin. Play is a key word. When you play a violin, you can use it to make music. Can you play a violin? Can you play the piano? Can you playAn instrument. How do you play the violin? Well, you put the violin under your chin. Your chin is part of your body. Your chin is on your face. It's right under your mouth. Now you hold the violin under your chin. Hold is also a key word.When you hold something, you put it at a place. You can hold someone's hand, then your hand and their hand are together. You can ask someone, can you hold my bag? I will be right back. Then they have your bag in their hands. Well, Tom holds the neck of the violin in his right hand.He holds the bow in his left. Right and left are two key words today. You have two hands, a right hand and a left hand. You can turn right or turn left. Well, friends, good job today. We have more to learn. I hope you're ready for today's lesson. Now let's go and see our friends.At the mall.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Let's Talk in English right here at the mall. My name is Tom, and as you can see, I am pretty excited today. I got something new. Well, it's not new, but I got it online. You're going to find out today what it is that is inside this case.Friends, are you ready to learn something new? I have another question. Do you like music? Well, today's lesson has a little bit to do with music. You're going to find out more. And right now, we're going to find out what today's Find It question is. The question today is, what does Tom really need? Here it is again. What does Tom really need? That's a good question. What do I really need? Well, we're going to find out today. Right now, let's go and learn more with Christina.
Welcome to the information desk. I'm Christina.
Tom 最近心血来潮在网络上买了一把小提琴。可是其实他不会拉小提琴，所以他到书店去想找一本小提琴的书，好边看边学。所以热心的 Pam 帮他找了书，还跟他说手和下巴的姿势应该怎么摆。
但是没想到弄了半天 Tom 还真的拉出声音来了。可是光看书真的可以吗？实在很怀疑耶。我们先来认识一下小提琴有关的单字。The first keyword is violin. 小提琴 violin. I like the sound of the violin. Play. 拉提琴或者是弹奏乐器 play. 弹奏任何乐器都可以使用 play 这个动词。例如 I play the violin. Chin. 下巴 chin.The violin goes between your chin and shoulder. Hold, 拿着，握住或夹住。Hold, 手上太多东西，要请别人帮你拿。你可以说 ,Could you hold this for me? Left, 左边的。Left, 坐计程车时，若是要请司机左转，可以说 ,Please make a left turn here. Right, 右边的。Right. Most people write with their right hand. Okay, are you ready to meet Tom and Pam at the bookstore? Let's go.
Conversation A.
Hey, Pam. Look at this.
Is that a violin?
Yes.
Where did you get it?
I got it online. I love the violin.
Can you play the violin?
No, but I can learn. Do you have a book about violins?
Maybe. Let me look.
Thanks. Yes, it's true, Amy. I do love the violin. Well, hello, friends. My name is Tom, as you know. I am here with Amy. I was just telling her how much I love the violin. I think that it sounds beautiful. I love it when people play the violin. So, I now have a violin. What is a violin? Well, it's our key word. Why don't you say it with us? Violin.
Violin.
Violin. A violin is a small musical instrument with strings. Let's use this word in a sentence. She really likes listening to violin music.
I do too. How about this? The romantic couple was eating dinner. A man played the violin next to them.
Aw, that is sweet. Amy, is that a story about you? Were you having a romantic dinner and then someone played the violin next to you?
No, although I wish that happened. Let's look at this next keyword. It's play.
Play.
Play. Now, Tom, can you play the violin?
Can I play the violin?Well, no, I can't play the violin yet, but I think that I can learn how to play the violin.
That's good. When you play something, you are using it. You can use it with music, or you can use the word play with sports. For example, can you play basketball?
Can you play basketball? Can you play soccer?Can you play the violin? Can you play piano? That was the piano, wasn't it?
Yes.
All right. Well, anyway, there are different musical instruments, aren't there, Amy?
There are. And you can learn how to play all of them.
Well, maybe I can. I think that musical instruments are fun to play. Even though I don't know how to play very many of them, I do know how to play the drums. Amy, what musical instrumentWould you like to learn how to play?
I will love to learn how to play the cello. The cello is a bigger string instrument.
Ooh, the cello. C-E-L-L-O. It's like a big violin. Well, anyway, friends, let's review these key words. The first one is violin. Violin. I love the violin. Its music is beautiful.
Play. Play. Helen can play the piano really well. Well, good job, friends. Let's go to Conversation B.
Conversation B.
Here is one. Anyone can play the violin.
Great. Read me lesson one.
Okay. First, put the violin under your chin.
Like this?
No, you're holding it wrong. Look at this picture.
Oh, I hold it this way.
Yes. Next, hold the neck of the violin in your left hand.
Oh, this is fun. Pam is helping Tom to learn how to play a violin. Now first, Pam says, put the violin under your chin. And chin is our first key word. Chin.
Chin.
Your chin is the very middle bottom part of your face. Now, Tom, do you have hair on your chin?
Hair on my chin? Well, I guess I do feel a little bit of hair on my chin. That's right, friends. I do have a little hair on my chin. That's called a beard. Now, I don't have a big beard right now. But if you have a beard, that means you have hair on your chin. B-E-A-R-D. Do you have a beard on your chin?
No, I don't have a beard on my chin. Let's use this word in another example. Ouch! My chin hurts. Someone hit me yesterday in the chin.
Amy, where? Who? Who hit you?
You did.
I did? Okay.
Just kidding.
Sorry. Sorry about hitting you in the chin. I won't do it again. Well, Pam is suggesting some things to me about how to play the violin. She told me that I'm holding it wrong. That's okay, because hold is our key word. Say this word with me. Hold.
Hold.
Hold. When you hold something, you have it in your hands. You are holding it.
Mm-hmm. And for me, when I watch scary movies, I have to hold someone's hand.
Yes, it's true. And sometimes it hurts when you need to hold someone's hand during a movie. Well, you can use this word in many ways. Let's use it again. I'm holding the baby. Can you please open the door for us?
That's very nice. Where is your baby?
Well, it's not really a baby. It was just a sentence with our key word, Amy.
Oh.
I don't have a baby.
Oh, okay. Well, then Let's look at our next key word. The word is left.
Left.
Left. This is the left side of your body, not the right. Do you write and do things with your left hand? If you do, then we say you are left-handed.
Oh, you are left-handed. Maybe you write, or maybe you do other things with the left side of your body, or your left hand. You are left-handed. Well, I am not left-handed. I'm right-handed. So I play the drums, but my left hand is not as good as my right hand because I am not left-handed.
I am also right-handed. I do more things with my right hand. Now, are you left-handed or right-handed? Either way, let's review our key words. The first word is chin. Chin. Your chin is under your mouth.
Hold. Hold. Can you hold these books for me?
Left. Left. Steve put his left hand on the door. Well, good job, friends. Let's go to conversation C.
Conversation C.
Now what?
Hold the bow in your right hand.
Okay. What's next?
Put the bow on the strings. Now pull it.
Okay. Hey! I played the violin.
You did. Do you want the book?
Yes.
You really need one more thing.
What?
A good violin teacher.
Well, friends, right here we did find the answer to today's Find It question. The question is, what does Tom really need?
What does Tom really need? He really needs a good violin teacher.
Yes, it's true. I guess I really do need a good violin teacher. I'm not sure what Pam meant by that. I think that I play the violin and it sounds okay, but it's always good to have a teacher to teach you how to do things the right way. Hey, speaking of that word right, that's one of our key words. Say it with me. Right.
Right.
Right. We talked about the keyword left before, and we also mentioned right. Your right side is the other side of your body. It is not the left side. Your right side.
Now, with English, you read from left to right. But some languages, you read right to left.
That's right. Correct. Yes, you read from right to left in some languages. And in some countries, you must shake hands with your right hand.
That's good.
Actually, I think in most countries, you shake hands with your right hand.
That sounds right.
That does sound right. Of course, in some countries, you don't shake hands at all. Well, you know this word right. Let's move on to something else in this conversation. Pam says, do you want the book? Do you want the book? Well, of course, I want the book, but she's not saying I can have it for free, is she?
I don't think so. I think you need to buy it. She's just wondering if you want it.
That's right. Correct. Well, friends, let's review this key word. It is the word right. Right. Karen writes with her right hand. All right. Go, Karen. So do I. Well, friends, we want to thank you. Right now, we're going to take a break, but don't go away. We'll be right back. Hello, friends. No, I'm not going to play any more violin right now. But it is true, if you are going to improve in something, you probably should find a good teacher. That's what I need for the violin. Well, right now it's time to review today's conversations. Hey, Pam, look at this.
Is that a violin?
Yes.
Where did you get it?
I got it online. I love the violin.
Can you play the violin?
No, but I can learn. Do you have a book about violins?
Maybe. Let me look.
Thanks.
Here is one. Anyone can play the violin.
Great. Read me lesson one.
Okay. First, put the violin under your chin.
Like this?
No, you're holding it wrong. Look at this picture.
Oh, I hold it this way.
Yes. Next, hold the neck of the violin in your left hand.
Now what?
Hold the bow in your right hand.
Okay, what's next?
Put the bow on the strings, now pull it.
Okay. Hey! I played the violin!
You did. Do you want the book?
Yes.
You really need one more thing.
What?
A good violin teacher.
Hello, 欢迎再次回到 Information Desk. 我们要来复习一下今天的重要句子。首先 ,Tom 说他的小提琴是在网络上买的。I got it online. I got it online.Online 这个字就是 on 和 line 两个字合在一起变成的，所以直接把 online 翻译成线上，好像也蛮理所当然的。你会在线上做些什么事呢？可以写信 ，I am writing an email online， 或者是买东西 ，He bought these books online， 也可以线上聊天 ，I am chatting with my friend online。在网络上可以做的事真的是越来越多了。再来 Tom 请 Pam 念第一课给他听，他说 Read me lesson one. Read me lesson one. 他其实就是 Read lesson one to me 的意思。我们来练习造句哦。比如说你要请人帮你读信，你可以说 Read me the letter. 当然可以再加一个 please 是更有礼貌的，可以说 Read me the letter please。 最后 Pam 觉得 Tom 提琴握的姿势都不对，他说 You are holding it wrong. You are holding it wrong. 在这里 wrong 这个字还蛮好用的，它是副词，只要把它放在句尾就表示某件事做的不对。比如说有人打字打错了，你可以说 You are typing it wrong. You are typing it wrong.讲故事讲得不好，就是 You are telling it wrong. You are telling it wrong. 这个 wrong 在句尾是不是很好用呢？ Well, that's all for today. Thanks for visiting us. I'll see you tomorrow.
Word power. Power.
It's time for word power. Today, we are talking about how to do things.We often need tools to do things. What is a tool? Well, let's take a look. There are many different tools. A tool is something that can help you do things. Tool.
工具
Tool. Some people have many different tools. If you have a lot of tools, you keep them inside a toolbox.Then, you can carry them with you, and you won't lose them. Toolbox.
工具箱
Toolbox. One kind of tool is a screwdriver. A screwdriver puts screws into wood. Screwdriver.
螺丝起子
Screwdriver. A hammer is another kind of tool.You use a hammer to hit nails or other things. Hammer.
榔头
Hammer. Scissors cut things. You can cut paper, string, and cloth. Scissors.
剪刀
Scissors. Do you need to know how long something is? You can use a tape measure.Tape measure.
卷尺
Tape measure. When something is too tight or too loose, you use a wrench. A wrench is a tool that makes things tighter or looser. Wrench.
扳手.
Wrench. Well, now that you know these words, maybe you can go do something. Remember these words when you talk about tools, and you'll have word power!
Let me show you.
Let me show you.
让我做给你看。
Can you write your name?
Sure. Let me show you.
Can you draw a dog?
Yes, I can. Let me show you.
Can you make an airplane?
No, I can't.
Let me show you.
Let me show you.
Let me show you.
让我做给你看。
Well, friends, you know how much I like the violin, and I am going to find a good teacher. So here's the question of the day for you. Do you like the violin? Why or why not? Here it is again. Listen closely. Do you like the violin? Why or why not? Well, Jack is here with me right now. Jack, this is a good question for you. Do you like the violin? Why or why not?
Well, yes, I really do like the violin. Well, I like the violin when the person playing the violin is playing it well, because it sounds beautiful. But when they're not playing very well, oh, it's just very painful.
Huh. Well, do you know any good violin teachers, Jack?
Well, yes, I do, and I will. Are you looking for one?
I am looking for one. I think I need to play the violin well. Well, friends, how will you answer this question today? Right now, we want to thank you for joining us here, right here at Let's Talk in English at
The Mall.